hopefully for the New York Giant and Jet fan here, we won't be only focused on our fantasy team come October, which has been too often the case. You already know they put out the video and everything. I think the New York Giants are going to win the first two games of the year. I don't know about after that. I think the season's going to be better than people expect, but I just have a weird feeling about the first two games of the year on the road in the division. And we'll see about the Jets, who got bad news yesterday. Obviously, if you haven't heard, Elijah Vera Tucker, the excellent guard interior lineman for the New York Jets, it sounds like he suffered a tricep injury, and he's expected to miss a significant portion, if not the entire season. And it's a devastating blow to start the year. I mean, if you're a Jet fan, it's just, it's one of those, this poor guy, one, he can't stay healthy on just the Vera Tucker thing himself, personally for him. The guy just can't stay healthy. It happens every year. He's almost and arguably their best offensive lineman. He is flexible. He is a excellent run block, at the guard position, which is what they're trying to do here. Like, you can argue he's one of the most important players on the team. And the identity of this team is going to be running the football, and that offensive line is going to be a huge part of it. And to lose him just as the season is about to get underway is absolutely devastating. Now, you know, we'll see what they do. Earlier in camp, Simpson went down with injury, and he was gone for a little bit. When that happened, they moved Tippmann to guard and Josh Myers to center. It sounds like that's probably what they're going to do here. The offensive line is still pretty talented. It doesn't mean it has to be a death knell to the season. We'll see what this group does, but it's just one of those things where it's like, man, you're looking to get off to a good start. You're looking to build something here, and you're looking to build it through that unit. And to lose the best offensive lineman you have right before the season starts is an absolute gut punch. I mean, you just start to think this franchise is cursed. Like, that's just a miserable injury. Now, again, it doesn't have to be a death knell. I think the offensive line is still pretty talented even without him. But they're going to look to run the football. That's going to be their identity. And this was supposed to be the unit that was going to define this team, really. Certainly offensively, it's about the offensive line. It's about blocking it up front. It's about Vera Tucker leading the charge. And instead, he's going to be on the sidelines waiting for next year. It's a devastating injury. It absolutely stinks. And it's something that's going to hamper who they are. It's going to impact what they're trying to do. So it's so unfortunate to see it start right at the start of the year. But it doesn't mean this is where the coach, right? The coach is a culture builder. This is where the coach comes in. They're gonna have to find a way to coach it up, make sure this offensive line doesn't suffer, because they're not changing they're not changing that thought process. They're gonna run the football. They're gonna run the football with Allen. They're gonna run the football with Hall. They're going to run the football at their quarterback. Now, we'll see. I mean, there's some speculation they might try and add a wide receiver here, because I don't know about the wide receiving core, and I don't know about what this passing attack is going to be with Justin Fields. This is strictly about running the football and playing defense. That's who the Jets are. That is going to be their identity, and that's going to be prevalent and obvious immediately. But I think that there's an opportunity for this team to be really good, be pretty good. We'll see. I think it's a tough week one matchup, and it sucks that the building, we talked about this a little bit yesterday, the building is going to be a lot of Pittsburgh Steelers fans. And I guess there's some thought process. I saw the midday show talking about booing Aaron Rodgers. Like, who cares? Boo Aaron Rodgers. Boo him all you want. I would be surprised Jet fans, like, look, he tried to, like, and he wanted to stay. He tried to come here and change things. It didn't work out, and he had a devastating injury and everything, and I know he caused some headaches and, made it all about him, and he's a selfish guy and all the other nonsense. He did come here and try and take the Jets to places they've never been. And he did give them one of the better quarterback seasons they've seen And that's saying something because he wasn't that good. But he comes in as a Pittsburgh Steeler. And it sounds like it's going to be a, you know, 50-50 building, which is still impossible for me to understand. I mean, this is the game to go to. This is the beginning of the new genre. This is the beginning of the new era. This is the beginning of the Aaron Glenn tenure of New York Jet football. And you'd rather sell your tickets to Pittsburgh Steelers fans? Like, I'm... Then you get the Vera Tucker news. It's just, it's hard to build optimism around these football teams. It is. Even yesterday, I probably overreacted to Jackson Dart being the second over, being the second string quarterback. It annoyed me. But I don't know when we would see Jackson Dart. I still think the plan would be to not play him for a while, but now he's just at any moment. And again, the other, when we talk about offensive linemen, it sounds like Andrew Thomas, who was limited in practice yesterday, it sounds like it's unlikely he plays week one against the Commanders. If you don't have your blindside protector, like anything could happen to Russell Wilson, who's 40 years old or close to it. And now you've got Jackson Dart as your second string quarterback looking to come in. Like, I don't understand it.